So I understand that there is a digital collection of photographs and films and memorabilia and letters sent throughout the wars that we can see on the Australian Memorial site. Can you tell us a little bit about this and how we can access this Anzac Day?
So the Australian War Memorial website has a range of information for people that are interested in learning more about Australia's military history, as well as perhaps exploring their family connection to service. And it's great. It's a great time to get online and start researching perhaps whether or not your family has a connection to Australia's military history, and we've got some great information for people that are interested in that. If you visit our webpage, awm.gov.au, there's information about our Museum at Home campaign, so you can't visit us in person at the moment. We are closed because of the current COVID-19 restrictions, and so we've made a range of Museum at Home material available online, and that includes podcasts, video content, ways to research, learning information for teachers as well as parents and kids.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I think that that's absolutely wonderful. I think that people would love to come and visit you, and it is a truly fantastic experience to go and visit the War Memorial in Canberra. My partner and I were there a couple of years ago, and it was a real poignant part of our trip to Canberra. But the fact that we can access this all online, especially during Anzac Day, is absolutely fantastic. Tell us about some of the other ways that the War Memorial is reminding us about how we can commemorate Anzac Day, even from our homes now that we're not allowed out to different ceremonies and parades and things like that.
Well, there's a few really special things that we've done this year because it is such a different Anzac Day. So one of the most memorable things that people say about a visit to the War Memorial is being able to view the Roll of Honour, which is in our commemorative area. It has the names of more than 102,000 Australians that have been killed as a result of war and conflicts and their service. And so what we've, and often people will place a poppy on that wall in remembrance of a person that they know, maybe a family member, and sometimes they'll just place it against the name of someone unknown to them. But as a gesture of remembering everyone who has served for Australia. And so what we've done this year is create a virtual poppy wall. And it is online. You can visit lestweforget.gov.au, and that site's being run by the War Memorial, and you can place a poppy on that wall with a personal message of remembrance. So some people are choosing to remember a family member, perhaps a great-grandfather or a great-uncle from the First or Second World War. But we've also got people, you know, school kids leaving messages thanking service personnel for their service. And so we're seeing some really lovely messages there.
That's beautiful. And you've also got the hashtag Anzac at Home that people can jump on board with as well.
Yes. So on the War Memorial website, which is awm.gov.au, we've got a whole range of Anzac at Home materials for people. So there's a lot of video content there that covers more than 100 years of Australian service. We've also got some celebrity chefs cooking recipes for Anzac Day. So
oh,
we
wow.
know that you might be spending the day at home with family. So we've got Matt Moran showing you how to make a gunfire breakfast. We've got Catherine Sabbath who can show you how to make Anzac biscuits. So a whole lot of stuff for people online as well. If you look up the hashtag Anzac at Home, you'll see plenty of content on social media too.
Fantastic. And then, of course, there will be a commemorative service broadcast on ABC TV and iView as well. That's coming from the memorial, isn't it?
It is. So we will have a private ceremony at the Australian War Memorial very early on Anzac Day morning. And this is the first time in our history that the public won't be able to attend the War Memorial in person. So we are asking people not to turn up at the War Memorial and not to turn up at their local memorials either. But you can watch on the ABC, you can watch on iView and on the Australian War Memorial's website, as well as on ABC and War Memorial social media channels. You can watch live stream there. So no matter where you are, even if you're at the end of your driveway on your mobile phone at dawn, which I know a lot of community members will be doing for Anzac Day, you can be watching us live streamed from your phone And it'll be nice to bring the nation together in that way.
Absolutely. A reminder to everyone, that's at 5 a.m. Tomorrow morning. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show if you would like to find out more about that. While I have you here and while we're talking about this, I'd be very interested to know about what the mood is like around the memorial. This is a really big day, a really solemn day in the Australian calendar, and this is such a different way that we are having to engage with Anzac Day this year. What's the mood been like for people who are putting together these experiences?
Well, staff at the memorial, you know, we're used to being quite busy in the lead up to Anzac Day in preparation for, you know, tens of thousands of people arriving on site. But we've really switched focus this year to be about how we can support people to commemorate online and from home. And so we still have a buzz about the place. You know, it is the biggest day of the year for us. And so it's really important that we are able to bring information to people where they are. But you're right that it is a somber occasion for us. And what we've tried to do is really provide content that helps people to share some moments together during Anzac Day, whether that is watching the service together, or we've got some quizzes about Anzac Day traditions and what that means, or you're cooking Anzac biscuits. It's about having small moments together where you can think about Anzac Day and what it means for Australians, but then also reflect on the world that we live in today and I suppose what's been sacrificed in order to create that for us. So hopefully people can have those moments of reflection throughout the day and, you know, engage with this content. And yeah, it's going to be a different Anzac Day, but I think our staff are excited to see how it's going to unfold for us this year.
Absolutely. Amanda, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much.